Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah Ta'ala has, with His blessings and mercies, He has bestowed us some moment, some time. He has given us this opportunity for gathering, for His dhikr, for His remembrance, for thinking, for analysis. And we pray to Allah that Allah Ta'ala makes these moments beneficial for us in every way for the hereafter. Our efforts, my friends, our actions, our efforts are focused that we are going to depart from this temporary world and go to the real world. All of the things that we have done from morning until now, with the fadl of Allah, with Allah's grace, we prayed salah, we did tasbih, we did dhikr, we did tilawah of Quran, we sat in ta'aleem and gave dars or read Qur'an or listened to Qur'an. All of the actions that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, all of the ni'mas Allah has given to us in the form of actions which all Allah gave to His makhluq, to His creation from the morning after Fajr. The ni'mas are distributed around the globe. And in our share, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala instilled this ni'mah that we did dhikr in the morning and we're doing dhikr in the night, in the evening. This is Allah's fadl, Allah's karam. And how important this is, why it's necessary, dhikr. We can understand, despite the fact the Quran explains this to us, that dhikr, the connection of a person who does dhikr, the link of dhikr is so linked to the human being, and it links the human being to the hereafter so deeply that there's no limit to that. It links the human being to the hereafter deeply. Now the subject is a little bit ajeeb, bit different, but it's coming to my heart, so I'm sharing it with you. That in reality, the musafir, the person on the journey for the hereafter, the true journeyman is that person who's looking for his destination, for his manzil, for his endpoint. Without the destination, if a person travels, then people will say that he is mad, he's stupid. So we are on a journey. Salah, ibadat, all of these are parts of that journey that we're on. It's not the result, it's not the endpoint. Yes, this is not the endpoint. Rather, what is this? This is the part of that journey. Worshipping, praying salah is part of the journey. Ibadat in the form of salah is part of the journey. Yes? So ibadah on its own is nothing. The real thing that we need to see is that the ibadah we're doing is part of the journey. It's part of what we're going to. Do you understand what I'm saying or not? That Allah Ta'ala has given us the means, method, ibadat, worship. That through these methods, these means, we need to prepare, complete our preparation. That Allah Ta'ala has kept for us a destination, the end point. And to prepare for that destination, Allah has given us the means. All these actions are to prepare. It's not the objective. The objective is to get to the end point, to the destination. With these means, if we don't reach to the end, then the person is a failure. He's not successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at our worship. Rather, Allah will look at the result of the ibadat. That your deeds through this ibadah, did you get the result that I wanted? Allah will ask. Did you attain from your salah, fast, from hajj and zakah, from dhikr? Did you attain for which I sent you to the world and for which I give you these deeds? I said these are all ni'mas. Everything from morning until evening, everything that we've done, Allah has given to us as a ni'mah. And from these ni'mahs Allah has given to us, did we attain the end point? Did we attain the result, the crux of the matter? In the same way, if we were to pass away, any one of us, now we've got to the end point, the destination. But do we get the success or do we fail when we get to the end point with these ibadat? So if we just take it for granted, yeah, I pray salah, I do this, and I'm... No, this is wrong. We need to take it for granted. Am I getting the success at the end point through these actions? So how do I compare whether I'm succeeding or failing? How do I know? Am I close to the destination? Right on the tip of the destination? Is my ibadah done correctly? Is it taking me to the destination correctly, successfully, or not? How do I determine this? Allah Ta'ala has told us in the Qur'an that the successful people, for them Allah Ta'ala said very clearly, يَا أَيَّتُوَ النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّ إِرْجِعِي إِلَى رَاضِيَةً مَرَضِيَّةً. Great point Allah has made. In this verse, Allah has clearly told us that the real thing we need to go after is that when a person passes away, when he dies, then after dying, if he hears this now, who? Not your ears, but your ruh, your soul, if it is Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. Yes, what are you preparing for? What are we all preparing for? The ruh, the soul, that the dastarkhwan that we're doing, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka. When you start eating in the morning, then night comes, and the stomach doesn't fill. Does it fill the stomach? No. No. So look, what great food spiritually Allah has given. There's such food that the angels are jealous. They're envious. Look, the people in the world are eating food, and look what they're eating. People are eating roast, and they're eating Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. What do you want to eat? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. What a great food for the spirit, for the ruh. Allah Ta'ala lays out the food mat in the morning, the food mat's there. In the night, the food mat's laid out for the ruh. The whole day, alhamdulillah, is in this fikr. Now what time will we eat today? What time will we eat? Then we'll get an opportunity today, we'll eat something. Allahu Akbar. So, all these thoughts, these factors, everything that Allah Ta'ala has given, Allah is saying, this is the point that in the hereafter, the ruh, if the ruh hears, if your soul hears, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّ, the O human being, O insan, O ruh, O soul, rather, مُطْمَئِنَّ, Allah says the مُطْمَئِنَّ ruh, that the ruh that is satisfied, that is achieved, Allah changes it at the time of death. In the ruh, the announcement is being called out when the ghusl being given and his eyes are closed, and the ruh will hear. With this will happen. Say, alhamdulillah, because the Quran, my brothers, the Quran inspires a person. It tells us where we are going. And it tells us the tariqah, the methodology. The whole Quran gives us this lesson that keep on looking at yourself, assess yourself, that are you capable or not capable at the moment? Subhanallah. So then, this is the thing that we need to hear. If we hear this announcement in our ears and our ruh hears this at the time of death, whose mouth is now in front of us, it's always in front of us. So at this moment, we need to get to this announcement. We need to achieve this announcement. Or is it not? That's the enjoyment. Our salah, ibadat, worship, action should take us to the level that we're ready, alhamdulillah. We're ready. Yes, if maut comes now, alhamdulillah, no problem. If death comes, then we should hear, our ruh should hear this announcement. What? O mutma'in ruh, irji'i ila rabbiki. Then leave this dunya, come to me, subhanallah. Yes, this is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites the ruh, that all the things you did in the dunya, money, woman, wife, children, love for the dunya, everything is around us. Make a list now. There's so much love we have for the dunya, so many desires, so many issues, so many mu'amalat. There's no limit to this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Isn't it? There'll be a whole list of the things we desire and love and run after. But Allah will say, oh, mutma'in ruh. Yes, ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna. Now you've become mutma'in, satisfied, content, pleased. Irji'i. Allah says, come to your Rabb. Ila rabbiki. Come to your Rabb. Come to Allah. In other words, when this call comes out and the ruh, which is mutma'in, satisfied, will hear this, it will be so at peace. So at peace, I swear by Allah, Allahu Akbar, that soul will not remember anything else. Anything else. Not anything will be in its mind. Rather, what will happen? That ruh will be so happy and joyful, so overjoyed. There's no limit to that, to its happiness. The extreme we can take the happiness. Is that happiness? Take the most extreme of happiness. That at that time, the whole happiness of the world combined cannot compare to the happiness of the ruh at that time. Subhanallah. So this manzil, to attain this manzil, brothers, we are trying. We're praying salah, fasting, hajj. All these actions we're doing. Why? Wahid, wahid. Solely. We want that we leave this world, and so we can attain this announcement, this call to us, to our ruh. Every second, every worship action, every moment, what we should do is, this should be our niyyah. Solid. Oh my Mawla, my Lord, make my ruh satisfied. What should you do, Allah? Allah, please make my ruh satisfied, content, at peace. That maut is there on my doorstep. If I go now to my bed, I may not wake up. An accident may occur. I might get a heart attack. But I don't know, no one's got yakin of this. If I say that you're about to die, that person will start to urinate. Oh, in the masjid, I've died. Yes? But for example, if I say that the news has come to me, you're about to die, that's it, your life's going to finish. He will go yellow. Why? Because we haven't prepared. Because we're not mutmain ruh. Our ruh is not prepared. We have so much love with the dunya. Issue, I'm going to leave the world. Oh, everything will finish around me. Brother, what is this around us? Tell me, what is there? Sickness, illnesses, problems, waste of time, actions. Is there anything here worth of anything? That the medicines in our pockets and syrup bottles and complaints and issues and illnesses and difficulties at home and outside. And this place, the earth we're living in, there's nothing more you can say, a place that's not useful. But suddenly if you tell someone you're going to die, he starts to urinate. Moot. If the doctor says, that's it, sorry, my patient, sad to say that you're very sick, terminal sickness, he will go yellow, the patient. I'm going to pass away. Because his ruh is not mutma'in. Is not prepared for death. He is immersed in this world. He's immersed in the love of the world. He says, how can I get rid of this fear? But those people whose ruh, their soul is prepared, content, at peace, ready, then in this world, the whole world, if you ring the whole world and you bring the summary, then you can see that there's no comparison to the happiness of the ruh. You say, glad to see that back of this world, Mawla, so great of you, Allah, I'm so great, so merciful of you to take me from this world. Do you want to hear this, brothers? Do you want to hear this announcement? When we pass away, then we have to work hard. Effort. You can't just get it from nothing automatically. If we disobey Allah, we cannot get success. If we commit sins, we cannot get success. Is this from sins? Practicing sins, disobeying Allah, and lying, and backbiting, and fraud? Will this give us success from arguing, disputes, quarrels? No. So many hurdles there are between us and the preparation for the hereafter. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. I speak very... initially what I'm trying to say is that tasawwuf, we speak about tasawwuf here, and it's complicated a little bit, but I try to make it very simple to explain to you. Alhamdulillah, I will explain to you. That these maqamat, these situations in our lives that we need to feel, beware about nafsul mutma'inna. You can't explain this to anyone. All the tafsirs of the Quran, if you take them and read them and study them, then how the mufassirin, the commentators of the Quran, have commented on, interpreted this verse, that this is a condition, a feeling, nafsul mutma'inna. Do you understand what I'm saying up to now? You understand, don't you, what I'm saying? Yeah, so listen to what I'm saying. Listen again. Yes, so nafsul mutmainna. How will we get nafsul mutmainna? From lying, committing fraud, from disobeying Allah, from going against Allah, from cheating people? Never, impossible. We can never get nafsul mutmainna like this. So if we want to get this maqam, this status, this station, then forget that you'll get this station from salah. I'll tell you very clearly, you'll not get nafsul mutmainna from salah. Yes, you won't get it from hajj or khairat or giving sadaqah or something. This is not the maqam. Nafsul mutma'inna cannot be attained from these deeds. No, you will not get it. You will only get it at that time. Nafsul mutma'inna, the pleased, content soul. When will the soul be pleased and at peace, content? Whoever's nafs is mutma'in, happy that he will attain the manzil, the destination that he's going to, that he's traveling to. How? How? By disobeying Allah? No. Any action, there should be no disobeying Allah. Now, salah, how does that give us nafsul mutmainna? Yes? Allah says, don't disobey Allah. Sabak, the lesson from fasting, gives the whole lesson of what? Don't disobey Allah. What does Hajj say? What does Arafat say? Don't disobey Allah. Don't commit sins. Do tawbah. Every ibadah, act of worship, gives us a lesson that do not disobey Allah, so that your nafs can become content and at peace, happy, pleased. Subhanallah. Salah is not the manzil. Yes, that salah, alhamdulillah, which prevents us from sin, that will push us to the mutma'inna. That will push us to mutma'inna. Yes, it will take us to the nafsul mutma'inna, where the soul will be at peace, content, happy with the fadl of Allah. Yes? So the point now, the real article is what? The nafs needs to become mutma'in. And when will the nafs become mutma'in? Then it will hear this announcement. Now, I'll tell you the shortcut method. Shortcut. The nafsul mutma'in. What are the signs of nafsul mutma'in? Yes? I tell you, yeah? You can, then you'll realize who we are. Yes? Who can say that his nafs is mutma'in, satisfied, happy, Alhamdulillah. Because we need to compare, isn't it? This is the preparation for death, isn't it? Yaar, what's happened? Is my nafs mutmain? Is it content? Is it happy? Or is it not yet? Is it not? Am I at peace? Because obviously the announcement will come when my nafs is mutmain. When it is at peace, content, satisfied. Yes? So if we find the sign and realize the sign, then we can always compare ourselves and realize that are we on the right path? Do you want to, shall I tell you the sign of the nafsul mutmainna? The sign is a great faqih, jurist, told his student, and the faqih was Hazrat Shams Tabriz Rahmatullah, and his student was Hazrat Mulana Rumi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Great, imagine, great personality. The Shaykh who made him Mulana Rum, and who was the Ustad, the teacher. These are the Ustads. Subhanallah. So, if the nafsul mutmain will be called ya ayyu nafsul mutmainna irji'i rabbiki, then what is the sign for the nafsul mutmainna? Who will be that person? What will be that nafs? What is the sign of that nafs? The sign, I'll tell you my brothers, is that when the nafs becomes mutmain, content, happy, pleased, satisfied, the biggest sign is this, that servant, his nafs starts to leave complaining. He leaves complaining. Leaves complaints and arguing and lamenting and what is it? Stops complaining. Subhanallah. Nothing will he complain. No complain about his condition or illness or distance or arguments or quarrels. He won't complain about his status. Nothing at all will the nafs complain. Nothing, no complaint whatsoever will come to his tongue. Is there any brother like this? Is there anyone like this? And he will be called out, Ya ayyatu nafsul mutma'inna. Subhanallah. So shaitan and nafs today, how they distract us from our manzil, they change our destination, they make us see something that's not there. Like for example, when you go to the masjid, oh, what are you saying? Salah, the roza, fast, hajj, zakat, and salah is nothing? Our nafs will tell us. But the theme, the person doesn't understand that what is the reality of salah, of fasting? Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, if that salah, alhamdulillah, if it makes a nafs such that a person stops complaining, he doesn't complain, he doesn't go, if he gets chapati, fine, if he's hungry, then he's hungry, if it's cold, it's cold, if it's hot, it's hot, if it's sickness, there's sickness, if there's difficulty, there's difficulty, if the job goes, the job goes, if the job comes, it comes. Yes? So never will that person, due to his conditions and circumstances, there will be no complaint in that person's life. Oh, what great people they'll be. Have you ever seen a person like this? Huh? I've seen Allahu Akbar. And there's no fake. It's not fake that they're showing off to people. No, this is their natural life. It becomes their natural life, the lifestyle. That person, his nafs, it becomes his life. No complaints. No negatives. No criticism. He doesn't even know what is criticism. What is negativity? What is complaining? Yes? That why does a person complain? Circumstances? About problems? About issues? About feelings? About health, that's what we complain about, isn't it? That a sickness comes, who do we complain? Oh, I'm sick. Oh, hi, we complain. The job goes, we lose our job. Oh, my job's gone. Oh, this has happened, that's happened. There's a fight at home, argument. Oh, my son, oh, my wife, they said this and this and that. My husband said this. Complaints are coming on, they left, right, and center. Yes? Now we see what a great point is coming. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Where is this? Where's Allah Ta'ala taking us? Listen, that you haven't recognized me, Allah Ta'ala says. You haven't recognized me. Allah says, in reality, complaints, what are they? Allah says, you're not complaining about your circumstances. Rather, the circumstances that were given to you by whom? You're complaining to him. So why is a person complaining? This is a hadith. Listen to the hadith, then we'll understand. That don't say bad about the time, the generation, because I am the generation myself. Allahu Akbar. Look at Allah Ta'ala. How he teaches. Allah says, I am myself the generation. So don't complain about the generation you're in. That all of the creation around us, who is giving the permission? Who? Allah is giving the permission. Is some government running the world? Nobody. Is some king running the world or minister? No. Who is running the world? Allah is running the world. So Allah says, when you have yaqeen that Allah is running the world, operating the world, person who has yaqeen that Allah is the operations chief, then when a person criticizes and complains about his issues, then who is he complaining against? Allah. Who gives sickness? Allah. Isn't it? Who gives health? Allah. Who is, for example, affecting the children? Allah. So the nafsul mutma'inna, those who have nafsul mutma'inna, they are so afraid that this circumstance, if I say bad against it, then Allah will be unhappy about with me. That you're saying bad to me? Allah will say, you're saying bad to me? So this is the maqam that we need to attain, that we need to prepare for. Allah says, this is the maqam that you need to come to me with. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Allah says, come back to me this way. Not that you have thousands of complaints against your Rabb, your Lord, your Creator. Your whole life is passed with complaints. This has happened to me, that's happened to this person. We even say that with this person, this is happening. So why is it happening to me? We complain. Allahu Akbar. He's got a job, so why am I not getting a job? He's got sons, why haven't I got sons? He's got... And after that, the person tries. That if you think that we're trying, that Allah Ta'ala says, this, if we think it's not in Allah's control, then we say, no, let me try another way and I'll get successful. No, this is kufr in our lives, if we think this. And what are we saying? I pray salah, I do this. Fine, you pray salah, but show the effect of your salah. Show the effect, tell me. Isn't it? So, for example, he's got big business, he's become successful, my children, my sons are, they're hungry, poverty, and for example, shaitan will say to us, take interest, riba, you can get a house, you can get a shop, and sell alcohol, what difference does it make you in this country? You can do that. So all the actions he makes us do, is this yaqeen on Allah? No. Because we have the habit of complaining. When we complain, then Allah says that when you complain, then fine, you go and sit in the corner. So if you're complaining, go, and whoever you're complaining against, go and get the solution from there. So remember this point. The all the ibadat, worship, actions we're doing, what are we doing? What do we need to attain? What is it we need to attain? Nafsul mutma'inna. We need to attain nafsul mutma'inna. That's when we'll be successful. And nafsul mutma'inna, how does that become? Nafsul mutma'inna, that nafs that gives complaints, when we stop complaining against our Rabb and other things, this is what the Quran is saying. Ya ayyuhal nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki. Isn't it? Radiyatan maradiyyan. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah says, whoever doesn't complain against his Lord. So do you understand what I'm saying? Allah's rada. Allah is saying in reality, that nafs which has got a high maqam, because you didn't complain against your Rabb. Your ibadat, your mujahidat, your worship, your efforts of taking you to the maqam, make you so high that it's never complained against Allah. Rather accepts that Allah, radiyatan mardiyah, that Allah, I'm happy about what you've given me. I'm happy beyond happy with what you've given. Subhanallah. So much yaqeen the nafs had, that by this nafs, this desire accepts that this is not doing anything. Allah is doing everything. It's not me. I'm not achieving anything. I'm not doing anything myself. I'm not achieving anything. The cold that's coming, it's not the cold that's giving me. Rather, who's creating the cold? Allah is creating the cold. Subhanallah. Then he won't go towards haram. Don't sell alcohol. Don't lie. Don't consume riba. Don't lie. Don't commit fraud. Nothing whatsoever. Because in every way or form, the Allah Ta'ala has given me these halat conditions. No, Allah has given me these halat. And he accepts this. Then after accepting the enjoyment, the totally is mutmain. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. He's satisfied. Radiyatan mardiyah. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala hints towards that nafs, that this is such a nafs, that time of death, it will give the success news to the individual. So all the mujahidat we do, the efforts we're making, whatever we're doing, the objective of it is what? Is that our nafs, our desire should be happy with Allah, our soul. And these habits of complaining, criticizing should come out of our lives and bodies. And eliminate them. How will they come out? Now also here's a question. Allah mentions this in the Quran as well. الذين تطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Say Subhanallah again and again. Say Subhanallah and again. Subhanallah. So now you realize the importance of dhikr. Yes, about which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, all ibadat, the greatest ibadah is dhikr Allah, remembrance of Allah. Yes. الذين تطمئن قلوبنا بذكر الله. This is your nafs. Do you want a mutma'in nafs? The mutma'in nafs is that, satisfied, that doesn't complain against his Rabb. So this maqam, this station, if you want to attain it, الَّذِينَ تَتْمَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِذِكِرِ اللَّهِ. Dhikr of Allah will take you to this station, to this station, to this scenario. Allahu Akbar. To this end point. Only the dhikr of Allah. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَيْنُ الْقُلُوبِ. The question doesn't arise, this maqam of the hereafter. Success. Your destination, no other action will give you success. What will give you success? Dhikr Allah. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Subhanallah. So keep on doing dhikr, keep on doing dhikr, keep on doing dhikr. Keep on measuring yourself, gauge yourself, keep on looking at yourself, analyze yourself. Let shaitan come, nafs come. Don't do dhikr, leave it, no benefit, it's a waste of time. Big hurdles and restrictions will come. Why? Because your nafs will not, your shaitan and nafs will not want you to be content. For example, the doctor will say you have to take this capsule, otherwise you will die. And the enemy will say, no, don't eat these capsules. Oh, they're bitter. They will give loss to your health. And there are side effects of this in your heart. And you will say this to your ruh, so that this person can pass away and die. So is that, will that be your friend or enemy? Enemy, isn't it? So in the same way, Allah is saying, do dhikr. Dhikr is the action that will take you to the maqam success. And thereafter that your ruh will hear the announcement, come, come, your Rabb is happy with you. Come, come. Allah is happy with you. And what will shaitan say? No, no, don't do dhikr. Leave dhikr. Deny, neglect, thousands of excuses and waswasa, and it will take you far from dhikr. Thousands of excuses it will put in front of you. Why? Because it doesn't want shaitan that somehow you follow the right path. So the pious elders have said, whatever is there, enjoyment, whether it comes or not, whether you feel like it or not, whether you have wudu or not, dhikr, never leave the dhikr of Allah. Never leave the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dhikr is such a journey, a car. Allah says, if you sit in the car of dhikr, then your job is to stay sitting in this conveyance. And the miracle is, how did you sit in this car? Who allowed you to? How did you sit in this car? How did you become the traveler in this car? And whose dua should you give to the mashayikh ikram, to our noble mashayikh, our pious elders? That's why he stated, it is compulsory, my hazrats, I have said. It is compulsory. Never, never, whenever you start dhikr, whatever car you're sitting in, when you start dhikr, then before that do khatam al-khwajgan, definitely. And all the mashayikh ikram, up to you, Sheikh, in all ways, in every way, their ruh, then for example, if the ruh is alive, if he's not alive, then the ruh is alive, then send the ithalith thawab, after that do dhikr, so that you get the fares, the blessings, the nurani fares from the mashayikh, so that your safar, your journey becomes easy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why he said to do khatam khwajgan? Do you understand? That's why I stated that the walis of Allah, it's their miracle that they've allowed us, enabled us to sit on the bus. Otherwise there are many forces tell us to sit on the wrong bus. Come, come, my car's correct. Whenever people come, even from you, people are confused. No, he says this will happen. He says do this and this will happen. Okay, let me try if there's benefit or not. Have you not got benefit in your life? At that time, then the driver tries hard. Oh, servant of Allah, there's a lot of benefit. I'm explaining to you now, isn't it? At that time, maybe you didn't understand what I was saying. No, people say it's this is bid'ah, innovation, you say it loudly. Thousands of complaints. I say, foolish people, just sit in the car. Jump into the car, sit on the car once. Subhanallah. Sit in the car at least. Take the journey. Once sit in the car, inshallah, this fakir, he says with yaqeen on his mashayikh ikram, this is such a great big car, such a great big car, that if you take the journey on this car, inshallah, your ears will hear this announcement, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. Your ears will hear this. They will definitely hear this, inshallah. Because the most unfortunate person, the most wretched person is the person who jumps out of the car that's being driven. I've seen many unfortunate, badbakht people, but kismet, that they're in the car that's driving and they jump out of it. Don't be like that, who takes a U-turn. In tasawwuf, the biggest loser is that person. And the reason, that when the dunya, Shaitan attacks. 60, 70 year old people do U-turns. They start disrespecting, dishonoring, bi-adabi. They say from their mouths. The shaitan makes them speak bi-adabi. Dishonoring, disrespecting, disregarding, within seconds, after 60, 70 years, they suddenly turn against the shaykh. That's why the mashayikh say, Hazrat, every letter, Hazrat Sahib, every letter to me, in every letter, Hazrat Sahib said these words, remember this, that with your shaykh have muhabbat, itaat, khidmat. However much you do, the more fares and promotion you'll get. So less than to the next statement, that from amongst each of these elements, there's one thing that's less, shaykh's fares will close, and all of your doors will close. What a big statement. Big statement. That these are the principles, my brothers. Allah has given all of these to us. So what are we? They left the world. They sat in the Jannah in paradise. And mashallah, 2 days ago I saw Hazrat Sahib. I felt so much enjoyment with his fares I'm speaking. Subhanallah. A beautiful dream I saw. Hazrat Sahib was sitting in the same way. And I was pressing his legs. And the mashallah, I put my lips to that. I said, Hazrat, that don't give me fatwa. Please let me kiss your feet. And Subhanallah. And I was pressing his feet and I was touching his feet. Whoever he'd allow, he'd liked, he let him press his legs and feet. So I didn't get the chance in my life, but today, Hazrat Sahib, I saw this 2 days ago. I had the dream. Alhamdulillah, I had this opportunity. Brothers, these are the ruhs, the souls. Alhamdulillah, after death, the fares comes to the student. Why? Because this was my habit. Every second, every moment I send ithalith wa'ab to my shaykh. Never am I detached from my shaykh. Never, never. Khidmat, atat, muhabbat. This is the door to the shaykh. Subhanallah. One, Hazrat Sahib said, Hazrat Sahib's statement, Qutb Abdal is saying, remember, from amongst these three, four elements, if one of them reduces, not that they finish, but there's a reduction, analyze and measure always, brothers. The verse, not just dhikr. Measure yourself, gauge yourself. Have I done bedmi from my tongue, from my eyes? Have I done wrong? Have I done something wrong? Have I got muhabbat, love for my shaykh in my heart? Then test yourself, analyze yourself. How much love is inside myself? How much adab is inside myself? Because this is the manzil that this will allow us to hear. Ya ayyuhal nafsul mutmainna. This is what we will hear. This is the preparation. That's why I say to you that this is not some blind path or road or waste of time, these majalis and normal people. This is special, unique, great class that you come to that you cannot imagine. Inshallah, in the akhirah you will realize, in the akhirah, that how great a selection Allah has given to us. Great selection. So these are the measurement gauges that we need to measure ourselves. Weigh yourself. Do I love my shaykh? Do I have love for him? Do I do khidmat for my shaykh? Do I have itaat, obedience? Or is this fake? Am I just showing off? Or is this, because this is what will give me success. Say it to yourself and do it. Why? The sheikh doesn't have a link with this, whether you love him or not. What link does the sheikh have, whether you do his khidmat or not? Doesn't affect the sheikh. It affects the student. It's us who have been told. We need this. Yes? So if anything that lacks from amongst these things, then fares the blessings will, the door will slam shut. The blessings coming from the sheikh, your ibadat, in your salah, in your sujood, in your prostration, in your dhikr, all of the nurani at the light, suddenly the door will slam shut. Do you have yakin on this, what I'm saying? You have to. You have to. So this is the line, the path, the journey. And this is, everything we're doing is for a reason. For a maqsad, for a reason we're doing it. Totally, there's a style, a syllabus. A total syllabus, a path, if we want to attain our manzil successfully. And it's a great destination we're going towards. And shaitan is trying to put us off. Shaitan is deceiving people. No, 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 don't go towards it. Don't, you're wasting your time. No, 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 leave it. Just pray salah. Just do the main things. We'll realize at that time when maut will come. The whose is will hear, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna. What salah did I pray? What sujood were there? What were my deen, mu'amalat, and what was my work? So how will we attain this, this maqam? Allahu Akbar. Dhikr, 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 that's it. Do the dhikr wala, from, we should be immersed in the dhikr wala, and we should analyze ourselves, account for ourselves, look at ourselves, and keep on assessing where we are. Ya Allah Ta'ala, please keep me safe and sound. And if we do not judge ourselves and analyze ourselves and just keep walking down the blind alley, then this is not that class or teaching. This is not the thing here that we get here. Not that we've just come to dhikr and we go, no, we have a maqsad, an objective, we need to attain that objective. Ya ayyatu nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Do you understand what I'm saying? 100%? Put your hands up if you understand what I'm saying. I've tried a lot, put a lot of effort. Okay, that's good. Yes, so it's a difficult subject that I've touched on today. I was a bit afraid. I thought, let me speak about this today, inshallah. It's Allah grateful to Allah. It's a very important point. I will try on this. That since I've met my Hazrat Sahib, many years have passed. Until death, Allah, I will try. I will make attempts, efforts. Allah, keep us going on the right path through that same door so that we can hear from our ears. Two things, remember. Two things to summarize. Two things for success. Success beyond success. Success beyond success. Number one. Sohbat the Shaykh and dhikr Allah. Remember these two things. All of your amal, you'll be attained properly. Yes, yes. When totally, yes, for sure. When you attain these two things, alhamdulillah, your salah will be good, your hajj, your umrah, Allah will give you talawat and sunnah, amal on the sunnah. Everything from these two things you will get. Everything. What are the two things? Sohbat the Shaykh and zikr Allah. That's it. And so with the shaykh, in other words, i'tiqad, with love, with conviction, not so that you should go sit there with a big head, oh, I've got something. No, inside you should have something, inside. Yes, no objection against the shaykh, no complaints no criticism, then the affairs will shut. Go. I've told you, isn't it? What is the mutmain nafs? The inside, there are no complaints. Not this, why is this happening? Why is he doing this? Why does this person do this? Why am I not doing this? Why is he doing like this? Nothing. No complaints. Whatever's happening, everything is correct. Everything's in order. Subhanallah. Not looking left and right, complaining up and down, no complaints. Become like this, just like the rock. No complaints, no issues, no criticism, no doubts. No, is this hard? No, it's not hard. Why? Because dhikr is with us, subhanallah. Alladheena tatmainna. Allah says, I guarantee you, I'll make your heart mutmain, content. Just remember me, Allah says, and I'll make you content. Doing dhikr is our job, function, and to make us at peace and content is Allah Ta'ala. Allah will do that. Okay, so let's start to do some dhikr. Recite Durood Sharif.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina al-mursalin. Shafi'i al-muslimin. Tahawwa yaseen ala nabiyyi al-amin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa ala Muhammadin nabiyyil ummi wa ashir mahdi al-mu'minin. Wa zurriyyatihi wa ahli baitihi kama sallaita ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. Sallim tasliman da'iman. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا واصلح أمورنا إنك لا تخلف الميعاد ربنا اغفر لنا إسرافنا في أمرنا ثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربي اغفر أنت خير الراحمين ربي اغفر أنت خير الراحمين ربي اغفر أنت خير الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم نسلك الله فلا في المفاتح في الدين دنيا عن المال اللهم حسن عقبتنا في امور كليه وجنة من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم الصديقين الشهداء والصالحين وحسن اولئك رفيقا اللهم بارك لنا في الموت فيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت فيما بعد الموت اللهم اعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم اعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم احسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا يا قاضي الحاجات يا كافي المهمات يا دافي البليات يا دافي البليات يا حل المشكلات يا منصر البلاغات يا رفيع الدرجات يا خير الرازقين يا خير الناظرين يا شافي المراض يا شافي المراض يا شافي المراض يا شافي المراض يا مجيب التعبات يا مجيب التعبات يا مجيب رحمتك يا رحم الراحمين برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيان صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيان صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيان صغيرا صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا رحم الله.